Hachette Audio presents Home at Last Chance, written by Hope Ramsey, read by Kristen Kelbley. From my husband Brian, whose love of stock car racing is everywhere in this book. Chapter 1. Tulane Rhodes leaned forward in his seat and scowled at Sarah Murray out of a pair of greeny-gray eyes.
"You painted my car sissy pink and put a bunny on its hood. How do you expect me to feel?"
he snarled. Sarah breathed in the scent of leather upholstery and corporate money. The national brand's Learjet had been placed at her disposal. She had about an hour. The time it took to fly from Martinsville, Virginia, to Columbia, South Carolina, in which to take charge of this angry man. She wasn't sure she could do it, even if she had 100 years, but she was going to give it her best shot. Her career depended upon it. She squared her shoulders inside her black power suit. "Pink is the official color of the Cottontail disposable diaper brand," Sarah said. Her mother would be proud of her calm, controlled tone. Mother always said a proper Boston lady didn't raise her voice, but used quiet logic instead. Sarah really didn't want to be her mother, but right now, it was the best strategy she could muster. Sarah continued ticking off points on her fingers. "Also, the car in question doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Jim Ferguson Racing. And I'm sure I don't have to point out that Mr. Ferguson is not happy with you right now. National Brands paid Mr. Ferguson millions of dollars for the privilege of painting that car pink. As part of the sponsorship deal, you, as Mr. Ferguson's driver, have a responsibility to show up at personal appearances. If you had shown up at your appearances last week, National Brands wouldn't have felt the need to send me here to do your advance work."
"To bully me, you mean?"
Tulane said as he settled back into his seat and crossed his arms over his chest. His biceps twitched. He was angry. And huge. Tulane Rhodes filled the reclining seat with 6 feet and 200 pounds of South Carolina good old boy. He possessed all the classic markers of his kind, a broad drawl and buzz-cut hair that framed an angular face with too many sun-induced laugh lines and crow's feet, a well-worn Alabama t-shirt stretched across his broad shoulders, and a battered Atlanta Braves baseball cap topped off the ensemble.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?